When does speech become a crime? It's a line that's been tested over and over, and answers are usually unclear. Last year, the limit of free speech was tested in Vermont when Attorney General T.J. Donovan looked into racist speech made against former state representative Kaya Morris. Donovan decided not to file criminal charges against a white nationalist who went after Morris online. And his decision drew harsh criticism from members of the racial justice community in Vermont. This week, VPR and VT Digger have been looking into what led Donovan's decision, and today, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports on how Donovan decided no crimes were committed.
It was only a couple days after Kaya Morris announced her resignation from the Vermont House of Representatives that the Attorney General said he was taking over the investigation. Morris left office after becoming the target of a white nationalist who lives in her district named Max Meech. And Attorney General T.J. Donovan said he wasn't convinced that Bennington police had done an adequate job investigating the case. Here's Donovan in 2018, a few hours after he announced his probe.
For whatever reason, there was a breakdown in Bennington. I think that's clear. I think that's what we can agree with right now. As to the reasons why, let us conduct our investigation. I think there's larger issues here.
The thing is, Donovan ultimately acquitted the Bennington Police Department of any wrongdoing, and he also concluded that the racist speech Max Meech had directed at Kaya Morris did not violate any laws. Months later, VPR and VT Digger asked Donovan to explain. The Attorney General invited several of his top appointees to join us, including the chief of his Civil Rights Division, his chief of staff, his communications manager, and the deputy attorney general who led the investigation into Morris's case.
Guys, this is like a dorm room. Everybody's got like their food and coffee cups. You guys want anything?
Nope.
I'm all set.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You know everybody?
We do.
Donovan says the real purpose of his taking over the case was to conduct a forensics examination of a laptop computer owned by Kaya Morris's husband, James Lawton.
I think what's important is to kind of frame the investigation. And we originally got involved, Alan, to address the alleged death threats against Kaya Morris.
You see, during the summer of 2018, a username mysteriously popped up on Lawton's computer, a used computer he'd purchased earlier that summer. The username was Dead Dead, and when Kaya Morris told Capitol Police at the State House about it, they urged her to go immediately to Bennington Police. Donovan says Bennington Police just didn't have the forensics tools to see why that screen name popped up, or who it may have come from, or whether it was connected to the other racial harassment that Kaya Morris was dealing with at the time.
And so we got involved for the sole purpose of investigating the alleged death threat, which was that online death threat of Dead Dead. We worked with the forensic examiners of the Vermont State Police, and we were able to determine that, in fact, there was no death threat.
No death threat because the screen name actually belonged to a 10-year-old boy whose family's network was still connected to the laptop that Lawton had purchased from them. The kid used the name Dead Dead as a moniker for computer games he was playing on the internet. Last year, VPR and VT Digger obtained the full investigation file from the AG's office, and it turns out the forensics analysis of the computer was pretty much all that Donovan's investigation consisted of, which was a surprise to Kaya Morris, who thought the Attorney General and State Police would initiate a more thorough investigation of the racist speech from Max Meech.
It was unfortunate that the kind of word went out, and I think even our first impressions were that they were going to really try to take this on and figure out what was going on with this case. Mm-hmm. But they weren't going to launch their own investigation. That wasn't something that I think that it took us some time to understand the difference of what that means.
Donovan says that as part of his investigation, his office did review other elements of Kaya Morris's case, including the allegations of harassment by Max Meech.
I thought it was important to look at it, and it was what we do in a typical case. Collect the police paperwork, collect the file, and review it, and make a determination whether or not probable cause existed for any sort of crime.
He said that, quote, investigation consisted solely of reviewing police reports that were already on file at the Bennington Police Department. But Donovan says they provided him with the information needed to answer the question at the heart of this story. Does Max Meech's behavior fall within the bounds of protected speech, or did his tweets and his taunts cross a line into something else? According to Donovan, what Meech did was entirely within the bounds of what's allowed by the First Amendment. VT Digger reporter Alan Keyes wanted to know how he arrived at that conclusion.
Did you folks ever interview Max Meech?
I don't think we did, but in evaluating the speech, which we're tweets on Twitter. That's the speech. So we had the speech that was evaluated.
But you wouldn't go back and ask him what his intentions might be beyond the speech?
Donovan's aides later confirmed they did not interview Meech as part of their investigation, and they said there was no point in talking to him. Julio Thompson is the head of the Civil Rights Division at the Attorney General's office, and he explained to Alan and me that in order to charge a person under Vermont's criminal threatening laws, you need two things. The first is an actual threat. The second is an intent to make someone feel threatened. And Thompson says that because Misha's tweets didn't constitute a threat, then it didn't matter what was inside his head when he wrote them. Not from a legal perspective, anyway.
And so if you aren't able to show that something communicates a threat, the speaker's intention of the threat, you know, it wouldn't be relevant because you wouldn't be able to make the threshold showing calling someone a name or making fun of their race or disparaging it isn't threatening behavior.
Donovan says he understands that legal analysis isn't going to provide much comfort to the target of Misha's comments, and he says he understands why Kaya Morris would feel threatened by the things Meech was saying.
To say that something is protected does not mean that it isn't hurtful. Because it clearly is hurtful. And words can hurt, and words can inflict harm. And we need to acknowledge that. And in this case, the racist tweets, and they were racist, clearly inflicted harm, not just on Kaya Morris, but I would suggest the entire community of the people of color of this state.
Many racial justice leaders were looking for more than an acknowledgement of harm, though. They wanted charges, and Donovan's explanation notwithstanding, they're still convinced the Attorney General should have filed them. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.